that interesting that Pinal Valley Seawark never really owned a repeater? So that's just bizarre. You know, most clubs have a repeater, like we have this 805 machine here. And Simi Settlers, we had the 805 machine there. How funny. That was funny. I went for one club down here and the same damn frequency pair. Unbelievable. What's the chances of that? And they were both low-level machines. Both low-level. So I remember the 805 machine in Simi used to be at the hospital there on the east end of Simi. And then they moved it up to Bridal Path just before I moved. And, boy, there was all kinds of issues with it. But, yeah, I moved down here and the 805 machine, and then they have had all kinds of issues with that, too. So, but finally, they got it up in the library, which is pretty good. Good height, put it that way. So they finally smoothed or contracted the city in letting them have that repeater at the library, because it was at some guy's house, of course, for a long time there in wine country, and it just wasn't cutting it. And then it blew up. They had to buy a whole new repeater. So, well, anyway, but yeah, the guy Carey was an antenna guy, I remember. He used to give all these presentations on antennas when we were members there. Yeah, that's funny. Anyway, alrighty, well, let me get going here. I like to, I guess Chick Burge is probably, he's probably got his feet up by the pool right now.